Israel is no longer requiring people to wear masks outside because more than half the country is fully vaccinated, according to reports, and new infections have been greatly curbed. In the U.S., just a quarter of the population is fully vaccinated. But Derek Thompson, staff writer for The Atlantic, says it may be time for the states to follow Israel's lead and stop requiring masks outside if people aren't, say, yelling in each other's faces at a sporting event. Derek joins us now. Hi.
Hi, good to be here. Thank you.
Well, let's see if I've got this right. You say Americans need some off-ramps from this pandemic, some sense there is an exit. Now, we want to say you're not screaming hysterically about liberties like Congressman Jim Jordan did at Dr. Fauci last week. You know, give me an end date for all of this. You're making the case for getting rid of just outdoor mask mandates to be less confusing. Explain that.
Yeah, my thesis statement here is the same thesis statement that I've had throughout the pandemic. We should fight this virus where it lives, and we should not fight this virus where it doesn't live. So where this virus lives and thrives is inside. It mostly spreads through the air in unventilated areas where people are talking or otherwise breathing heavily, like singing or working out. Where the virus doesn't thrive is outside, especially when people are walking alone. If you're in a park, if you're in an uncrowded street, you really pose a vanishingly small risk to the public. So my point here is pretty clear. As we vaccinate more and more people, indoor mask mandates remain good because, again, this virus spreads inside. But we should start to think about creating thresholds below which, in, say, local vaccinations or hospitalizations, below which we lift these outdoor mask mandates, which do not seem to fight the virus where it actually thrives.
You say it's weird to be indoors in a restaurant and see people outside with masks, but people inside without them. It's like wearing your seatbelt when the car is off, you say. Others, you spoke to an epidemiologist who compared it to wearing a condom all the time, you know, just in case. But Derek, as you know, there's the old, you can be fully vaccinated and still have some virus in your nose question, with three quarters of Americans not fully vaccinated. Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday on CNN in support of outdoor masks.
In a certain situation, one can get vaccinated, have no clinical disease at all, but get infected and not even know it, and have replication of virus in your nasopharynx and inadvertently transmit it to somebody else who might actually be unvaccinated and get ill. That's the reason why you want to wear a mask then.
You see, you know, you write, you address that, you say, but that's an infinitesimal chance of passing it on. But, you know, address that if you want. But also another thing you write about, because shouldn't we wear masks outside as a sign of solidarity, you know, a sign that we believe in science?
Sure, yeah, let me try to take that all at once. I think right. The risk that a vaccinated person is transmitting the virus is very, very small. And I think the risk of outdoor transmission is also very, very small. So the risk that an outdoors person who is vaccinated is transmitting this virus effectively is, you know, you can add up those varies there. I think I said four of them. Very, very, very small. I think that rules should have reasons. And there is a reason to wear your mask inside. And there is a reason to wear masks in large crowds. But based on the epidemiologist that I spoke to and epidemiologists that are writing about this more, there is not a very good reason to wear a mask, especially when you are alone or walking down an uncrowded street. So I just think that states should start thinking about inverting the rules that we currently have. Rather than say masks are required in most circumstances except for XYZ, we should say, look, masks are required inside, but outside, for the most part, we're not going to mandate it. I think that is a perfectly safe rule that still manages to protect all the people we want to protect, the vulnerable, the immunocompromised, the elderly, and really everyone. We don't need outdoor mask mandates to do this.
Well, here's where you come, as you always do, Derek Thompson, to that extra piece of information here, that extra level of thinking, which is those epidemiologists that you spoke with, some of them said that when they spoke to male mask skeptics, these people who were skeptics responded better to wearing masks indoors when given a break on the outdoors.
Right. So I think a lot of people think that masks, that mask wearing outside has only positive spillover effects, only positive ways of reminding each other that the pandemic is still happening. But some people that I talked to said, no, there are negative effects. spillover effects. If there's a rule that doesn't seem to make sense to people, they might throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, I reject masks entirely. Or, you know, Julia Marcus, epidemiologist at Harvard Medical School, also told me, I thought this was a fantastic point, a lot of people that are regulating the outdoors, that are shutting down playgrounds or parks or requiring permanent mask wearing outside, these are people who have yards. And they can spend time without a mask in their own yard with their own friends while requiring that less affluent people must go outside with their face covered. Mm. And that isn't particularly fair, and it doesn't have a particularly strong epidemiological basis.
Right.
I think we can protect ourselves while being smart and science-based, and I think that that means we can build this off-ramp to a world without outdoor mask mandates.
Well, and as you write, people who are skeptics, if they get a little bit of wiggle room in one place and it makes sense to them, they're more likely to wear them in another place. Mm-hmm. Just great. Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, thank you.
Thank you.